शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्तिषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोष्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नये मां चरणं दिशे। कैन यू टेल द जिस्ट व्हाट आई टोल्ड यस्टरडे इन इवनिंग क्लास? उरुकरम प्रभु, why not he speaking? You should make it
Guru. Srila Gurudev was explaining that when one comes onto the path of Raganuga Bhajan, when one is aspiring to come onto this path, then he wants to become one-pointed. He wants to become ananya, develop ananya bhakti.
You should go and tell him to come.
So in the process of attempting to become ananya, meaning that one will have one worshipful supreme lord, and that will be his Ishtadeva. But there will come one question in the mind that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna, they are both our worshipful Supreme Lord, but there is some difference in their process of worshipping them, and in the process of Archan, one may be offering articles on separate plates, for example, and there is some different methods of approach. So one may be thinking that if I am worshipping Mahaprabhu and I am also worshipping Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, that this is some distraction from developing this ananya, this one-pointed worship. So the question, this doubt, may come into the mind. But
minds of Vaidhi Bhakti Adhikari. It will come only to those who are some greed for serving Krishna. Go on.
So, then Gurudev was referring, he was giving reference to Jaiva Dharma, which he explained was written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur at a later time, even after he had given his commentary on the Manasiksha. He wrote something even further in Jaiva Dharma. And there he was expressing that actually Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he performed the role of being like a mother nurturing all the jivas and giving so much instruction, so many different circumstances in his pastimes where he gave so many different types of siksha. And he was giving siksha in Navadvip Dham, he was giving siksha in Puri, and in his travels meeting Sanatan, Rupa Goswami, Roy Ramananda, and demonstrating to the world how he is showing the path himself and also through his associates. And he empowered Srila Rupa Goswami to write so many literatures which would detail all of the instructions he had given to him. So in this way, Mahaprabhu is playing the role of the guru, of the bhajan siksha guru, showing the path how to perform bhajan. And if one approaches Mahaprabhu in this way, and understanding that actually he is directing us, he is teaching us how to enter into the path of worshipping Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Vraja, and that that is our worshipful Supreme Lord, then this will not distract us. We will understand the position of Mahaprabhu in relationship to Radha and Krishna, and there will be no difficulty in our mind that we are not giving one-pointed ananya bhakti to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna.
More essence. He's coming?
Yesterday, did you discuss nadamam, nadamam?
So,
the essence, what I told.
So, Gurudev had explained that from reading the first verse, then three doubts will come. The first doubt is that it is said that one should perform activities which are stated within the Vedic scriptures.
No, essence I only want in 4-5 lines.
Okay, so as Guru Granth Prabhu was stating, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one who has his greed for Raghunuga Bhajan, then there will be some reconciliation that needs to be done. Because on one hand, one will see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he is so merciful, that even he's more merciful, even though he is Krishna, he's none other than Krishna, but actually he's more merciful than Krishna, because he's the combined form of Srimati Radhika and Krishna. And when we look at Srimati Radhika and Krishna, actually Srimati Radhika, she's even more merciful than Krishna. So what to speak of when Krishna comes endowed with the mood of Srimati Radhika? That still, his attributes are there, and on top of that, the unlimited mercy of Srimati Radhika. So, one understanding that that Krishna has appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to deliver the fallen conditioned souls in this age, then obviously one will be so much indebted and will have that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as one's worshipable Lord. But at the same time, in following the path of Vraj Bhakti, we understand that we're to have Ananya Bhakti, one-pointed devotion service or devotion towards Srimati Radhika and Krishna. So how will one reconcile? Because one cannot neglect Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Gurudev, he quoted the verse, Anapita Charim Chirat Karuna Yavitana Kalo Samapaitam Unota Jwala Rasaswa Bhakti Sriyam. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's come himself to taste Unota Jwala Ras, and he's come to give Unota Jwala Rasaswa Bhakti Sriyam, which is the beauty of the love of Srimati Radhika. And coming in the age of Kali, he's practically shown himself how to follow this path of Vraj Bhakti, specifically Vraj Bhakti in the mood of Madhura Ras. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is coming Kali Yuga as Guru. So Gurudev, he explained that what kind of Guru, that he's come as Bhajan Guru, to show how we can enter into Vraj Bhakti. So when performing one's devotional service, then just as one will always honor one's guru, so then one will honor Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as one's Bhajan Guru. Remembering how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, specifically Gurudev explained, in the morning, when one rises in the morning, and Nishant Leela is there, this is the early hours of the morning, 3-4 o'clock, when Srimati Radhika and Krishna are rising, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he's rising, and in the mood of Srimati Radhika, then he's in separation, because Srimati Radhika at this time of the morning, she's thinking that very soon that she'll be separate from Krishna, and she's undergoing pangs of separation, even though they're together. So streams of tears are coming down the face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this mood of separation. So honoring Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he's meditating on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Vraj, then we can also continue in this Astakaliya Bhajan. Gurudev said, for those who are on that platform to meditate on Astakaliya Bhajan, then they'll reconcile like this, seeing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing them the way how to enter.
He's like a guru. Though he is himself Krishna and Radhika, both. Especially he is Krishna, himself. But in this Kali, he has come as a guru, like bhajan guru, shiksha guru, diksha guru, and like all these things. So we must remember, worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like a guru. Then our ananya will be there. Ananya means one-pointed bhakti will be there. And no negligence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when you will do like this, one day, like a dasya bhav to Mahaprabhu, then when your bhakti will be matured, you will see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of Radha and Krishna conjugal. So let anyone, he is doing a separate, archana of Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. Let them do. Don't disturb them. Because they are qualified up to this point. So let them do. Don't disturb them. But those who have some taste and greed to serve in the way of gopis, like Rupmanjari and all others, they should not do. First I don't do, and what I told. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told. But if anyone doing Radha Krishna also, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, or Gaur Gadadhar, let them do. Don't disturb. It is not against bhakti. Let them do. By doing so, dasya rasya bhakti, oh, one day they will see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Radha and Krishna conjugal. Any doubt? You can.
You were saying that this worship is something of superior nature, and we also know that Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda himself also worshipped Gaura Gadadhar. So how does this fit in with
Gaur
this idea?
Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is Baladev Prabhu. So they are going to forest for cow herding and all these things. Like playing always both. Like Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. But Gadadhar Pandit is himself a Radhika. And they can remind each other that how beautiful pastimes of gopis to Krishna was going on. They will not tell like what they are doing Gaur or Nityananda. Like a friend rush, they can talk or play like this. But Gaur Gadadhar, Gadadhar Pandit Radhika, his mood has been, she has given her mood to Krishna. But his whole mood is with her. Only mood, some mood is to Krishna. So she is looking after Krishna, whether he is playing the role of myself is okay or not. And sometimes Gadadhar Pandit rebukes. Oh, you have not played that role. Always looking like that. So Gaur Gadadhar is like Madhur Ras. And Gaur Nityananda Prabhu like Dasya or Friend Ras. And where Gaur Nityananda Prabhu will be, oh, Gaur Gadadhar will not be there. Like where Nityananda Prabhu Baldev will be there, Radha Krishna conjugal cannot be there. So there are so many things. No, never. No worship like this. Gaur Shivas. New. I have heard new one. Cock collection, yes. Don't make any. There are so many things. I will explain all these things. First, some person and ladies has been initiated. Their name should be announced.
All the devotees who have taken initiation this morning, we will announce your name. And if you can stand up and in this way receive the merciful glance of Srila Gurudev, and all the Vaishnavas will be so happy.
Objection, and it is not suitable for you, you can tell me.
If the name is not suitable, correct?
But I have kept, or this name was from previous.
Yeah. Kuana Collinson. Kuana, you are here? Yes.
What? Oh. Komala. Very soft and sweet. Sakhi of Radhika. She is Komala Sakhi. So, Komala Sakhi ki.
Yeah.
What name I have given you?
What is your name?
Komala. Komala Sakhi.
If you do not know how to write your name, you can come afterwards to me and you can see on the paper.
Very beautiful, short and sweet Sakhi of Radhika. Go on.
Then Bhaktin Denise is here, please stand up.
Oh, very jolly Sakhi of Krishna, Dhanishtha, always serving Krishna in the house of Mother Yashoda and making some way how Radha and Krishna should meet. So, Dhanishtha Sakhi ki.
Then Bhakta Sai Brown, please stand up.
Oh. Oh, one of the friends of Krishna is Subhadra, very beautiful and very strong, and always protects Krishna and saves Krishna, and always sometimes serving Krishna and massaging the lotus feet of Krishna, and Krishna also sometimes massages to Subhadra. So Subhadra Prabhu ki, try to remember your names.
After you can start.
Or Ma. Right.
Then we want to ask Kamala Lochan, Bhaktin Karam Kamala Lochan to start.
So Kamala Lochan is okay. What? I have changed?
No, Kamala Naina.
Kamala Naina. Kamala Naini.
Nayani.
Kamala Naini. Eyes very beautiful like lotus. That Sakhi of Radhika. Kamala Naini.
Okay, then Bhakti Susan Larkin. Susan?
Suchandra. Suchandra Sakhi ki. What is the meaning of Suchandra? I have one with the beautiful and sweet Sakhi of Radhika. His face like moon, more beautiful than moon. So she is called Suchandra. Suchandra Sakhi ki. Suchandra Dasi. Go.
Then, Bhaktin Christina Allen, please stand up.
Oh, Chapala Dasi. Chapala Dasi ki?
Yeah.
Chapala means one of the girlfriend of Srimati Radhika. Always restless to see Krishna and Radhika. Always restless. Sometimes looking here, oh, Radhika is coming. I should serve Radhika. So, Chapala Dasi ki.
Then, Shama Manjari Devi Dasi. Please stand up.
What name?
Shama Manjari.
What name was? Shama Manjari. There are two Shama. So I'm you also Shama. So I have changed his name because he is his junior. So Shyamala Dasi. Shyamala, very beautiful. Like Krishna. So Shyamala Dasi ki.
Then no name has been given, but you can stand up so all the devotees can give you proper respect. Nadia, she is small daughter of Yugal Kishore Prabhu.
Nadia.
Here.
What?
You've given same name.
Nadia.
Nadia.
Oh, Nadia.
Nadia.
Nadia is the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but not place or any person, like very beautiful maid girl of Navadvip. And she is the embodiment of Navadvip Dham. So Nadia Dasi ki.
Then Mekala Dasi, also daughter of Yugal Kishore Prabhu.
Mekala Dasi. Oh, good name. Very good name. Mekhla Dasi ki jai. What is Mekhla? Mekhla kisko kahte hain? Like a belt, but not belt. Like the belt of Radha and Krishna. Always serving Radha and Krishna conjugal. So Mekhla Dasi ki
jai.
Then Brajadevi Dasi, please stand up.
Same name, very good name. Do you want to change or this name is okay? Oh, then very good name. Braj?
Devi Dasi.
Braj Devi Dasi, very good name. Braj Devi Dasi ki
jai. Then Vakta Daumya Dasi. Please stand up.
Very good. What name? Dhananjaya. Oh, Dhananjaya. One of Dhananjaya. The cowherd friend of Krishna. Very strong and always serving and always bringing cows here and there and serving Krishna. Dhananjaya Dasi.
Then Jivananda Devi Dasi.
Jivananda.
You want to
keep same name? Then Jivananda ki?
Jivananda.
Jivananda. Jivananda Dasi. Gaur Premananda. She wants to change. What?
The devotees want to change, so she is agreeing.
Oh. So, what name? Jo. Janin Karnama.
Janna. Janavi is already given.
Jashi Karna. Jayasri. Jayasri Dashi. Very beautiful. Jayasri Dashi. You should write the name again.
Yes.
And?
Okay. And Bhakta Michael, please stand up.
Murari Mohan.
Oh, we have selected a very good name. Murari Mohan Prabhu ki. Very good. You know Murari Mohan? Krishna is Murari Mohan.
Then Bhaktin Devi, please stand up.
What name was?
Devaki.
Devaki Dasi ki jai.
Then two children, they haven't changed their name.
There are two Devakis. Three Devakis. One Devaki in Mathura, the mother of Krishna. And another is Devaki in Vrindavan, in Gokul, herself Yashoda, and also a Devaki in Vrindavan, the Sakhis of Radhika, Devaki. So she is a Sakhi of Radhika, Devaki Dasi ki.
The Narayan Das Brahmachari, please stand up.
Oh, good name. I don't want to change.
Narayan Das Brahmachari ki jai.
Good name.
Kalindi Dasi, please stand up.
Very good name. Kalindi. Kalindi Dasi ki jai. Very good name.
Then Shyama Sundara. Shyama Sundari Dasi.
Oh, very good. You want to change or it? What?
He wants to change.
You want to change? So what name was?
Nothing.
What is name?
Shyama Sundari.
Shyama Sundari. Shyamli to Ashikam. Shyama Priya.
Wow.
Shyama Priya, very good name. You know Shyama, who is Shyama? Who is Shyama? Radhika is Shyama. Krishna is Shyam. Radhika is Shyama. So Shyama Priya means Priya of Radhika. Very near, dear.
Then Bhakta David, please stand up.
What name?
Name has to give us Dina.
Huh?
Dina.
Dina.
Oh, one of the friend of cowherd boy of Krishna. Dinesh Das ki. Dinesh, very like Ujjwala. Very good friend. Dinesh Das ki.
Then Pushpanjali, Devi Dasi, please stand up.
Oh, it is a good name, Pushpanjali. Do you want to change or keep the same name?
What?
Oh. Same name or change?
Oh, same name? Oh, this, kya naam? Pushpanjali Dasi ki. Very good.
Then Chakri, please stand up.
What name?
You have given name?
Chandrabhanu.
Oh, very good name. Chandrabhanu. Chandrabhanu Prabhu Das ki.
Jai.
Chandrabhanu. You should try to remember this name. Very good name. This name is related to Srimati Radhika and his father. Uncle of Srimati Radhika is yes. Chandrabhanu. Good name.
Then, Madhava, please stand up. Madhava.
Here.
Oh.
Small
boy.
Both small boys, yeah.
Huh?
Same name, Madhava.
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 Oh, Madhava is very good name. I don't want to change this name. Madhav Das ki.
Huh? Then this year there will not be any sacrifice because Navin Prabhu says Pundarik Prabhu has no time. It will be next year.
What?
By a sacrifice.
Yeah? What?
Today is.
Don't worry, today will be end of this year. So
tomorrow, next year. So.
Very tricky person. I was thinking, why they are making 1 year late? Okay.
On 4th of January, there will be fire sacrifice here. On Monday at 8:30 in the morning, all those who have taken initiation, please be present. Others can also participate. And the ones who have taken Diksha, male, should shave their hairs. Then another announcement I will quickly make. On Saturday, there will be a program in the center in Mugulambar in the morning. Tomorrow is Friday, and we would like to invite all the devotees to come tomorrow to Mugulambar for Naga Sankirtan. Radhanath Prabhu will organize together with Premananda Prabhu and all the devotees to have a big Naga Sankirtan party after lunch or. No, Saturday not. Public holiday? Oh.
So you should announce with taking.
Consensus with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you should meet together and fix any.
We will again announce what will be the program because there seems to be not a clear.
It is not suitable for yeah. Tomorrow, Naga Sankirtan?
There is a public holiday, no
oh.
One is in the street.
Okay. Are bole do.
or this key, anyone belong? This key? Oh, why is it not taking?
Two devotees we have forgotten to mention, they can also please stand up now. They have also taken initiation. Radha Damodar Prabhu and Shyama Manjari.
This name is so good.
Yes.
Radha Damodar.
Yes.
Very good name. I don't want to change. And also Shyama. Oh, very good name. Shyama Manjari ki. Radha Damodar ji ki. Very good. If he likes, no problem then. What's your name, please? Kina?
Dhira Krishna.
Oh, very good name. Dhira Krishna Prabhu ki.
Yes.
He's Brahmachari. You are Brahmachari?
Yes.
Oh, Dhin Krishna Brahmachari ki.
Yes.
You should be always very qualified and very strong Brahmachari. Very good. Now you should come to our class.
Prabhu wants to announce one small thing.
Huh. Come to our class. If anyone is serving Gaur Nityananda Prabhu or Gaur Gadadhar Prabhu, no harm. They should go on doing. They should have no doubt. Only for these advanced devotees who have come in the stage of Radha Nuga, that is, they have greed, actually greed. Then they should do like this, what I have told. In Radha Nuga Marg, there is no archan. No? In Vaidhi Bhakti, there is archan. No? If anyone note down these things, very attentive things, if anyone serving Radha and Krishna, doing archan and all these things, but in Vaidhi Marga, they will not go to Vaikuntha, where they will go? If they are liberated and if they are becoming siddha,
perfect,
then they will go in Goloka, where opulence and swakiya bhav is there. Opulence. There is no sarkiya, parkiya, anything there. Only like Vaikuntha Adhipati, so much opulence, and only Sakya Bhav like that, there is. They will serve like, oh Prabhu, like this, Radha and Krishna, like Lakshmi and Narayana. But not in Vaikuntha, but in Golok. What is Golok? The boundary line of Brajamandal, Gokul or Braja or Vrindavan. Boundary line, you know, what is called? Parkota like. So there,
And if anyone is doing archan of Radha Krishna, by what way? With Raganuva Marga, then they will go to Vrindavan, in the heart of Golok, and they will serve Radha Krishna conjugal in Unnat Ujjala Rasa. And those who are worshipping Krishna and Radha, not in the mood of this Unnat Ujjal, not in the guidance of any gopis, they can be in Mathura. What they will do? Oh, like Satyabhama, Mathura or Dwarka, they will serve. In the Golok. But where? Not Golok. They will go where? Inside, in Dwarka, and they will serve. Because Radha is somewhat coming from Radhika, Satyabhama. So they will serve Satyabhama and Krishna. No? So these are so many things. For a Raganuga Sadhak, they should know all these things. Vishwanatha Bhakti Thakur has kindly told all these things. You should also know that in Vrindavan, in Golok, there are three places: Vrindavan, Gokul, and Braj, same thing. No? And then Dwarka and Mathura, Purukshetra and other places. There are three kinds of Radhika, same Radhika, but her mood has been somewhat changed. Srimati Radhika is of the three kinds. Vishubhanu Nandini, no? And Radhika Sanjogini and Radhika Vyogini. No? Who is Vishwanandini? Always together with Krishna. Always. No separation. Some separation would be there. When Srimati Radhika is doing man, or when Krishna goes to cowherds, or when she feels prem vaichitra, only there. But all when Krishna and both are, Radhika are both together. So she never feels separation. And this is of Nitya Leela, from morning to again morning, from Nishant Leela to all. These are Nitya Leela. No? Understand? No Namittik Leela. There are three loks. That is Prakat, manifestation of Dham, and Aprakat Leela Sthal, the place of Aprakat, where all Leelas are there. Nitya Leela, always. No? And another is Drishyaman Dham. What we see now, no past times, no Krishna and Radha there. This is what? Present. What we are seeing. Who are seeing? We. Covered with Maya, we are seeing that no past time. We can hear there, past times, I mean, we can see that, oh, this is the same Govardhan, which Krishna lifted. This is same Yamuna. So this is called Drishyaman or present Dham. And what is Prakat Dham? Prakat Dham? Where Krishna descended with his all association and Braj Dham from Golok Vrindavan, it descended here. Both are same. Both are same. No difference at all. But there is some difference that at the time of Prakat, at the time when Krishna was playing and descending there, Jog Maya has connected this earth to transcendental earth, past time place. So at that time, the beauty of that place, Vrindavan Dham, was so glorious. And Radha all can see, oh, Nitya Siddha, Siddha, and those who are Sadhan Siddha, all can go there. But Sadhan Siddha, Sadhak, those who are practitioner, like Bhav Avastha, they cannot go there. So many differences. Same transcendental Dham, but here our eyes are covered with material Maya. Our Jog Maya has covered it, our eyes.